With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is The Stinking Truth.
A big weekend, combine weekend. Mike saw a lot of dudes running around in their underpants. It was awesome, man. I love it.
Don't say it was awesome because you are being snarky right now. You're being sarcastic.
You think
the combine is a big joke?
I don't think it's a joke. I just think it's
overrated.
I don't know. I just saw a lot of things like a tight end caught one ball and had another ball in his hand. Like, this is an unbelievable. No, it's not actually unbelievable. It's very believable. And then I got this list. My boy Trey Wingo and I used to joke around about this all the time. But I got this list that Trey tweeted out, and it was just funny to me because it is so true. You know, and it went through over the last several years the fastest 40 times recorded. So I'm going to go ahead and throw this on you. Like, 40 time is not an indication of whether you can play football or not. It's an indication of how fast you are in your underpants, okay? And so here it was. Xavier Worthy ran a 4.21 40 this year. Fastest ever recorded in the combine. Let me just give you a list of names of the fastest guys at the combine over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. And you tell me how many of these guys that you remember.
Okay.
Okay.
This will be fun.
Kalen Barnes, 4.23.
Nope.
2022. Okay. How about, you remember this guy, Chris Johnson, 4.24, 2008.
Oh, is that Chris?
The running back.
Yeah. He rushed for 2,000 yards, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to give him credit, right?
Legit, yep.
Dree Archer, you remember him? 4.26.
I do, but yes, very forgettable.
Yeah, very forgettable. Tyreek Woolen, Pro Bowl corner, although this year had a little bit of an off year, but it's rookie year. Pro Bowl corner at 4.26. DJ Turner, you remember him?
No.
Nobody else does either. Marquise Goodwin, he played for a while.
Yep.
Henry Ruggs, Jacoby Ford, J.J. Nelson, Jalen Myrick. I mean, stop me when you've heard the guy that's going to the Hall of Fame. Tyreek Thornton, Nate Wiggins, John Ross.
Just a lot of
Dedrick Woods.
Just a lot of Jags out there. A
lot of 4.28s, 4.26s, 4.2.
So Xavier Worthy, step right up.
Yeah. And I guarantee you, if I did the bench press at the combine, the top 15 bench pressers of all time, I bet you there's not one dude on that list that you would go, oh yeah, I remember that dude. Oh yeah, that guy had a great career. Being able to bench press 225 for a lot of reps is not an indicator of whether you're a good football player or not. It means you're a good bench presser. That's all it means.
Mm-hmm.
And I always joke around with the bench press, you know, test in general anyhow. And one of the worst bench pressers I ever played with was one of the best players I've ever played with. Tommy Nalen was terrible at bench pressing. Guys should be in the Hall of Fame. He should be a Hall of Fame center. But he was a great football player, and from a leverage standpoint, he was one of the strongest players I've ever played with, even though he did not, the bench press did not equate to his field strength. So, you know, again, these are indicators, and they're fun to look at. The problem is they become bad evaluators. Desperation makes for bad evaluation. And what ends up happening, I think, a lot of the times in the combine is you see a guy that runs real fast that you didn't necessarily see on film as popping out to you, as making a difference. And then you're like, wow, that dude is really fast. Let me go back and let me re-look at the film. And then you start to make excuses. Oh, well, yeah, he was open there. The quarterback just didn't get it to him. Or, oh, man, he, you know, whatever. Whatever your excuse du jour is, you start to paint the guy in a different light based upon his vertical jump, his bench press test, his, you know, 40 time. And so it creates really bad evaluation. I think for the first round, that's where it does the most damage. Because you start to convince yourself that based on some guy's height, weight, speed triangle, that he's a better player than he actually is on film. Now, I think for lower round guys, the guys that make up the majority of your team, oftentimes it will help you. Because you'll be like, shoot, you know what? Let me go back and look at that guy. This guy has done unbelievable. Like, his numbers are really good. But the most important thing is, like, his movement skills really impressed me. So maybe I didn't really study this guy like I should have, or I didn't really see a ton of film. Let me go look at some, like, instead of just looking at the highlight reel of this guy, let me go back and really dig in and watch some film. And I think for the first round, it does nothing but pollute your evaluation of what a guy truly is on the football field.
How often does speed truly show up as a difference maker in a game? Like, how many times when you're calling a game every week in the NFL, do you say to yourself or during the broadcast, you know, the fact that that guy was a 4-3 instead of a 4-4 guy really made a difference on that play in this game? Does it show up as much as maybe we'd like to think?
Yeah, I think just flat out speed. Sometimes it shows up in that it opens up underneath routes because you're so conscientious about staying on top of a guy with speed that it will widen the gap that you're trying to exploit underneath, you know, in that intermediate throwing area. So that has an effect. There's no question that that has an effect. The awareness of a guy with speed. Now, elite level quickness, to me, Tyreek Hill, is probably more important than flat out over the top speed. And it's how quick you get up to speed, too. You know, so that becomes more of a factor. So if you want to look at 10 and 20 yard splits, that would probably be more important than the 40 yard split.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
So I think some of those things equate differently. Again, how do you get through cone tests? How do you get in and out of breaks? All that kind of stuff. That stuff to me is probably quite a bit more important than your straight up 40 time. So I think there are times where speed does factor in to your ability to win on Sunday. But it's not the end all be all. Like, I'll give you, for instance, when we throw a go ball in the NFL, a good go ball comes down, like, I think it's between 41 and 45 yards. So when you're throwing a deep ball, deep balls aren't off of 7-step drops, right? Because receivers in this league will outrun quarterbacks' arms. So a good go ball is supposed to come down between, you know, between the numbers and the sideline, somewhere split the numbers and the sideline, at about 41 to 45 yards, somewhere in that realm. So all the go balls are thrown off of 5-step drops with no hitches. So a good go ball is going to come out really quickly. So this is one of the things that a lot of people don't understand about protection. If we get an all go, you know, a call like all go, all go to me as an offensive lineman means that's a 5-step drop where the ball's out right now. So I understand the timing of that. So now all of a sudden I can treat a 5-step drop that's all go like it's a 3-step drop. I can be more aggressive in the way I attack the line of scrimmage from a pass protection standpoint, because I know how quickly that ball's got to come out. So it gives me another tool in the toolbox to be a better protector, because all of a sudden I can go, okay, this is like that guy's never going to get to the quarterback if I just get my hands on him, even if it's only for a split second, because that ball has to come out so quickly because we're throwing a go ball. And where that ball comes down. So there is an effect there, but it's not like you're going to drop back seven-step drop and hold on to the ball, because those receivers, like, I can't throw it 78 yards. And that's where that guy's going to be if that's the case. So speed, it's like anything else, man. It's very important. It plays a factor, right, in opening up other things. But then again, do you have guys that understand the complementary nature of football? Do you have guys that are willing to do the things to get other guys open? Do you have an unselfish football team? There's a lot of things that go into that.
So, Xavier Worthy, congratulations. Sets the 40 record. He's projected to go in the third round.
Okay.
So, we'll see what happens there.